There's a lot of streaming services out there, each filled with reality TV, comedy, drama, and of course, superheroes. But there's one dedicated entirely to nonfiction TV and documentary films, and that's Curiosity Stream. History, science, nature, we've got it. Space, dinosaurs, big cats, we've got that too. And pretty much anything else you want to explore. Go ahead, add some smart TV to your smart TV with Curiosity Stream. Go to curiositystream.com to sign up and start streaming today.
Higher energy efficiency and lower costs are something every business needs, and National Grid is here to help. Now, for a limited time, National Grid will cover up to 70% of the cost of your new natural gas projects, plus an additional 20% if you finish by October 31st. Businesses must act soon to qualify, so don't wait. Visit ngrid.com/uny-biz to find these savings and more today.
We're talking vaccine apps this morning as more and more events and workplaces are requiring them. Cybersecurity expert Arun Viswanath is joining us live. Arun, thanks for the time. The big one that comes to mind is this Sunday's Bills game. Over 70,000 people attending have to have at least one shot and show this as they're coming through. They can either bring a physical card with them, they can show the Excelsior Pass or the clear digital vaccine card. With your background, what would you present if you were going to the game?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Susan. It's good to be here. You know, to be very honest, at this point, it's so early in the game, I would just present a paper ID, the paper vaccine card. Because I got to be very honest, I'm still not sure as to what app people can understand, what people really get, and what information about me that app is essentially communicating to the third party out there, right? For the Bills game, I mean, there's going to be 70,000 people walking in, show a paper card, just bring it with you, and if they insist on seeing the electronic version of it, which I don't understand why they would, show the electronic one. But I would bring that paper sheet along. That's the safest thing to take along at this point in time.
You know, I always found it interesting when these vaccination apps started to come out and people's objection to it seemed to be somewhere along the lines of, oh, you know, I have to register with the state and, you know, tell them my vaccination status. And here I am thinking, well, the state already knows your vaccination status. The question with security in this app is maybe, what else is the app on your phone looking at that's on your phone? And, you know, who is actually making this app? What security holes might there be in an app that's been, I mean, really rushed out to the market?
That's absolutely right. And let me take it a step further, right? I mean, we have Apple that's now coming up with an integration into your health app. Now, of course, Apple doesn't take this data, doesn't look at this data. But let's assume you scan this app in a variety of places. What data are they getting? Now, if you look at my health app, I have, let's say, like many of us out there, we have a watch that's now got your EKG. It's got all kinds of health data. It's got your hand washing data. Should that data be kosher for people to be able to look at? I mean, is that something an organization would say, hey, you know what? I need to know how often you wash your hands. Now, I mean, it sounds pretty far-fetched, but remember, that data is already integrated into your health app right now. Look into your health app, and if you're on an Apple device, you'll see the data that it's collecting is enormous. And my question then is, you know, at what point do we start saying, well, you know, who do I trust with that data other than myself or maybe my healthcare provider? It's never meant to be scanned out there. So there's a lot of these questions that come up, and to be very honest, I'm not comfortable with the answers I'm getting. That's not to say that it's been hacked. That's not to say that it's been out there. But the possibility exists. And in today's world, those possibilities, every time they exist, someone tries to get it. Someone gets in there. And then we realize, you know, 6 months down the road that, oh, that was a bad idea.
Wow. I mean, that's scary. The stuff you brought up about even hand washing, right?
Right. Absolutely. Right. I mean, people don't think about it, though. Right. Because we think of the health app. We think of Apple. We're like, oh, we trust Apple. But hey, you know, they're not taking your data. But you're going to be scanning this at every, let's say, you know, establishment you go out there, perhaps every concert you attend, every bar you go to. What are they scanning? That's something Apple doesn't keep a track of. That's something that's dependent on the scanner out there and the person who's out there scanning. Now, could they say, well, let's even take it down, strip it down to something even more basic. Could they collect data on your age? Of course, it's there in your vaccine app. Is that okay? Well, you know, I don't think it is because, you know, that's almost like doing a demographic survey of who attended a concert. If I wanted to give that data, I would have given it to them. but I consent to it. In this case, they just get that data. So, you know, to me, the questions that are there are too many, right? And we haven't clarified what it is that we want to give people. Now, of course, these apps make life easier, right? They standardize it to some extent. They make it harder for the bad guys out there to come up with fake cards, which is the other side of this problem. But most of us, I mean, do we want this data out there? Are we comfortable with our data about hand washing, our EKG, the way we think? I mean, there's going to be, you know, down the road, you know, mental health scanning apps and more coming up. Do we want that data out there, even accessible? Do we even want to think about that? My answer to all of that is no. I think that's what it is for most people.
When I think about this situation, I'm, you know, you could tell me if I'm crazy or if I'm thinking too deeply or not deeply enough into this. When I heard that Apple was coming out with their own, you know, version of you can put in your Apple Wallet on your iPhone a version of your COVID vaccine card, that to me sounded like the first one of these digital vaccination cards that I might actually consider instead of taking the paper card around. Just because my idea is, well, if I'm giving this information to Apple, Apple is, you know, among the companies that they know whatever they want to because they have the phone. You know, my phone's Apple. They can probably, if they wanted to take that data, I'm, you know, kind of screwed that way. But installing another app, whether it's from the state of New York, New York City, some of these other places that are creating their own COVID vaccination card apps, I don't feel that I'm equipped to prevent that app from looking at all the other apps and all the other data on my phone and then, you know, storing that who knows where. Is that too much of a tinfoil hat way of thinking of it, or is that maybe similar to what your opinion is?
Well, I think exactly the same way, and I think most Americans think likewise. Right? We tend to trust Apple among all the tech companies out there. We tend to trust Apple more, and they've kind of earned our respect to some extent. However, I mean, let's not forget that your iPhone, the way they're integrating this, is they're integrating this with their health app. Now, that to me is the problem, right? I mean, I don't think Apple's going to access your health data. They're not doing it right now. But when you scan that card out there, now let's take it to a different level, right? Let's think of a credit card. Your credit card is not directly in your banking app right now every time you scan it. So if your credit card gets hacked, your banking system does not, or your app doesn't, you know, the bad guy doesn't get into your bank account. But let's take the same thing to the vaccine card, which right now, once you get into this Apple system, is now resting on your health app, which has all this other data, right? So now we have a problem here. If the bad guy can get into that data, there's a ton of data out there, that you don't want people accessing. So that's my concern. Right? How do we sandbox this? This is a technical question. How do we ensure that that third person who's scanning it, that third party who's scanning my vaccine card that's now resting and connected to my health app, is not actually doing a deep dive or deeper dive than I can see? Not Apple's problem, right? Because they're not touching this data. But that scanner out there, that's what I'm concerned about.
It's these third parties. Arun, thanks for bringing this to our attention. We appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much.
Well, it's good to be here, Susan. Thanks a lot.
That's Arun Viswanath. He is a cybersecurity expert.
Curiosity Stream has thousands of documentary films and shows available on demand on any device. We're the Netflix for nerds, the Hulu for history buffs, the Disney Plus for the scientist in us. There sure are a lot of streaming services, aren't there? Curiosity Stream is the one you definitely need if you're the type to nature doc and chill, if you're an armchair astronaut, if you prefer physics to psychics, or perhaps you know a precocious paleontologist. Go to curiositystream.com to learn more and sign up today.
The world moves pretty fast. One minute you're standing, the next you're dragging. How can you keep up? I'll tell you. I'm Ira Madison III, host of Keep It. Each week, Louis Vertel, Aida Osman, and I do the hard work of exploring the intersection between entertainment, culture, and politics with guests like Billy Porter, Catherine O'Hara, Ronan Farrow, Francesca Ramsey, and more. New episodes of Keep It drop every Wednesday. Listen on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready to fuel your business with big savings on energy efficiency. National Grid is now covering up to 70% of the cost of new natural gas projects, but you must act soon to qualify. Visit ingrid.com/UNY-biz today.